This is Ethically Speaking.
Recently, we asked our listeners what they thought about nepotism.
Most large organizations have rules that don't allow married people or members of the same family to work together.
One of our respondents thought, rather than a strict rule, employers should consider how well the relatives get along before deciding they can't work together. A tongue-in-cheek response said that working together was a good idea because it gave more smooching time for the respondent and her honey.
And that's one reason that employers don't allow people who are personally close to be physically close at work.
So you're saying that having relatives work closely together is not a good idea?
Yeah, aside from the drag of watching other people kiss while you're trying to do your job, there's the danger that coworkers will see the couple as a team that has more power in the workplace. Co-workers might respond by forming alliances of their own. It stifles overall cooperation.
Rules against nepotism recognize the need for workers to trust that employees are treated in a fair and equal way.
Now, that said, some organizations are experimenting with flexible structures that allow equally qualified partners to share a single position.
These organizations are seeking to capitalize on what farming families and married lawyer and doctor teams have known for years. Merging personal and professional lives can be a good way to raise a family, nurture a marriage, and energize the workplace.
And as these employees share one job, there are fewer power problems because the two employees are, in essence, treated as one. How do you reconcile love and a career? Tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana and the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.